Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Are you ready to fly today? I believe that God has a message for you today. I believe God is going to do great and mighty miracles on your life today. Come on, somebody. Today's message is going to be what makes a saint. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Some of you looking at St. John, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Augustine. Come on, somebody. And you think these guys are so great, so holy, so perfect. But I got to tell you that you'd be surprised what God calls a saint today on this earth. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 1:7, to all in Rome who are loved by God are called to be saints. Called to be saints. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. If I would ask you today who you would consider a saint, what would you say? Maybe it's somebody in your family. Maybe it's somebody in your church. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody you work with. I don't know. Maybe it's your mom and dad. Oh, come on, somebody. Maybe it's these great preachers out there like Billy Graham. I don't know. Maybe it's your professor at your college. Maybe it's a great pastor of the past like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a Lutheran martyr who died in a concentration camp for standing up against the Nazi regime. I don't know whoever it is, only you know. But if I would ask you today, who would you consider a saint? Who would it be? Well, my question today is, who decides if one person is a saint over another person? Who makes that decision? Is it your community? Is it your church? Come on, somebody. I know there's a lot of people that look good in the eyes of communities. Oh, come on, somebody. I know there's a lot of great organizations out there that do charity work. There's a lot of people that give. I know you've given. I've known Goodwill is giving. Come on, somebody. I know Dell Computer has given. Oh, you ain't listening to me. You just sitting there and looking pretty. Come on, somebody. Everybody has done some good in their life today. Everybody has given, has done good, but does that necessarily make them a saint? Did you know some of the greatest charity works? How about like the Bill Gates Foundation? Some of the greatest charity works today will not qualify you to be a saint. I don't care if you've given millions of dollars to orphanages in Africa, India. That still doesn't qualify you to be a saint. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Listen and listen good. Let's go on to, well, we got many saints like St. Paul, St. John, St. Peter, St. this, St. that. Well, let's go to St. Augustine. St. Augustine, he was a fornicator. He was very compulsive. He made a lot of compulsive decisions. He did not study. He left his mom and dad, went across the sectarian cultures, joined up with the Manichaeans. Come on, somebody. He was a major adulteress, a sinner, evil. Come on, somebody. You would wonder why a guy like that would make it a saint. I don't know about you, but it seemed like this guy was heading down the wrong road. He did everything against Scripture. And despite any teaching, he despised any teaching of the church, refused to study the Greek. Come on, somebody. So what makes St. Augustine a saint? Yes, he started some schools in the later years of his life. Yes, he became a bishop, and he started these schools. But St. Augustine is no greater than you and I, but still they call him a saint. In actuality, he was terrible. And surely, if he can be a saint, anybody can be a saint. Let's look at the Catholic Church. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but the Catholic Church, the requirements to be a saint in the Catholic Church is almost impossible. I know some of you ain't listening to me today. It's almost impossible to be a saint. The first thing is one person has to be regarded as very holy, exemplary Christian, and is nominated or proposed as a possible candidate for the recognition of a saint. And the second step, though the first and foremost requirement, one must be dead. One must be dead. And then you must be a devout, exemplary Christian. And the second step, in order the order to be established to the sainthood, one must be edified. Therefore, there must be a convincing evidence that the candidate produced a miracle. And in fact, that established candidate after his or her death is responsible for a miracle. Wow. So number one, in the Catholic Church, you must die. You must be nominated by somebody in your church. That has to go through the priest, to the bishop, to the archbishop, all the way up to the cardinal, and then the pope. Come on, somebody. So there's death and one miracle. Let's go on again. For the third step is canonization. When there's evidence that the beatified candidate has produced a second miracle, oh my gosh, you got to not only produce one, you have to be dead. Not only that, you got to produce one and the second miracle. Then the pope, after it goes up through the chain of command, then the pope must approve that the evidence that the candidate is canonized and declared to be a saint. Then after the pope looks at the evidence, then the cardinals and everyone comes together, and there's like a democratic process for everybody decides, okay, we all consider him a great saint. So let's be honest here. Let's be honest in all this process that it seems to me that it's almost impossible to be a saint, by the Roman Catholic Church. Even Mother Teresa, of all the great work that she has done in India, has still not qualified her to be a saint in the Catholic Church. So my question to you today, if you're honest with yourself, you would say it's almost impossible. Listen, it's almost impossible to be a saint. I just don't think you and I are ever going to be a saint. Matter of fact, time we realize we're a saint, we're dead anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But the truth of the matter is, we will never be a saint on this earth. So who decides the saints? Is it the church or is it Christ? Stay along with me. The Bible says in Romans 1:7, to all in Rome who are loved by God are called to be. To be. My professor at my university, he put to be, a very intelligent, smart man. But the word is to be saints. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does the Greek say? The most holy thing, a saint, a holy one, holy, a holy place, most holy, a one that is consecrated, set aside for service. He is a saint. He is devout, devoted to the service of the Lord. One might say that a saint is not born so, nor become so through its own power, but where so? By being called by the calling of grace as the fruit of everlasting love, men are first beloved of the Lord. And then called to be saints. Listen to me. God first chose them, first loved them, and then they're called to be saints. The situation follows. On verse 7, one of the commentaries says, invited to become a holy person by believing the gospel and receiving the gifts of the Holy Ghost. What makes a saint? By what makes a holy person? By believing the gospel and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. So if you're called to be a saint, you're so called or influenced by God who had called them as to become saints. The word saints, agio, means those who are holy or those who are devoted or consecrated to God. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but isn't being a Christian that you're devoted and consecrated unto the Lord? Isn't if you believe in Jesus Christ, somehow now you're justified, sanctified, and glorified? Come on, you ain't listened to me. And you are consecrated. You are set aside by the things of the Lord. Amen. Well, the radical idea of the word is that which is separated from the common to a sacred use. You were once just a common folk. You were once just a common people. Now you are been consecrated. Now you are a saint. You are a common folk. You were just living day by day, doing things day by day. But now you are consecrated. The answer of the Hebrew word Kadosh, it is applied to anything that is set apart to the service of God, to the temple, to the sacrifices, to the utensils about the temple, to the garments, etc., of the priests, and to the priests themselves. Come on, somebody, set aside for service. It was also applied to the Jews as the people separated of the nations and devoted or consecrated to God, while other nations were devoted to the service of idols. It is also applied to Christians as being a people devoted or set apart to the service of God. Come on, somebody, listen in what I'm trying to say. If you believe in Jesus today, if you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior today, come on, somebody, God has called you to be a saint, set aside, consecrated, devoted to His service. Come on, somebody, you were once a common folk, but now God said, I'm making you something special. special. Now I'm making you something awesome. Come on, somebody. I have set you aside for a great work. I know you ain't listening to me today, but God said I've set you aside to do a wonderful, amazing, God-glorifying work. Come on, somebody. God said, I'm looking for the saints. I'm looking for the true saints, not the saints that the world may say. Not the saints, come on, somebody, that the church may say. Not the saints that the community might say. But I'm looking for those saints that I've called. Come on, I know that there's saints out there ready to march in the battle, ready to be devoted to God alone, ready to raise the right flag. Come on, somebody, listen and listen to me good. God is raising saints today. He is raising saints to go across the world and this nation. I don't know about you, but are the saints still marching on? Are you still marching on? Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, stay with me and stay with me good. God's got a word for you today. Amen. Christians are separated from other men and other objects and pursuits and consecrated to the service of God. Wow, this is the characteristics of the saints. Now what happens? What is the passage after Romans 1:7? It says, grace to you and peace from God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at Luke chapter 2, verse 23, Exodus 13, chapter 2, or Exodus chapter 13, verse 2, Romans chapter 11, verse 16, Matthew 7:6, 1 Peter 1:16, Acts 9:13, 1 Peter 2:5, Acts 3:21, Ephesians 3:5, 1 Peter 2:9, Philippians 2:15, and 1 John 3:1-2. What will you read? Grace to you and peace from God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, did you notice the word to be? To be is put in by the translators. But though they are supplied, they are not really necessary to the sense. These believers in Rome were called saints. They were not called because they were saints. Come on, somebody. They were called the saints, but they were not called because they were saints, but they became saints through the calling. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but God is the one that's calling the saints. Have you ever heard that song by Bob Carlyle, I believe it is? A saint is a sinner who falls down and gets back up. Who calls the saints? Saints are not called because they're saints, but they became saints through the calling. Come on, somebody. There's a major transformation. Like St. Augustine. Oh, come on, somebody. God called him. He became a saint through his calling. But was he a saint? No. He was a fornicator. 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Did you notice these verses? Did you notice what became right in the second verse? Grace. Grace. It's not that we first loved God, it's that He first loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. It's not that God loved you or that you loved God and that you did anything to deserve His love. It's that He reached His hand down in the miry clay. He ripped you out. He loved you. He protected you. He gave you life and health. Come on, somebody. And He said, I loved you. And he loved us so much that He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The simple answer, what makes a saint today? The answer is this, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, The grace of Jesus Christ makes the saints today. Come on, somebody. It's not the Catholic Church. Come on, somebody. It's not the churches, the governments. Oh, listen and listen to me good. What makes a saint today, oh my God, is God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that makes the saints. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. For it is by grace you have been saved. This is not of yourselves. This is not any work you did. This is not because you're good, because you go to church. Come on, somebody. It's by God's grace. By grace. What makes a saint today? Grace. Who, 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us to a holy life? Who has? Who has saved us and called us to a holy life? Not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Grace. How awesome that we can call. If you want to know who the saints are today, it's those that have been called by Jesus Christ before the beginning of time. It might not be. You might never even heard of these folks. Come on, somebody. They might be missionaries in the deep part of Africa. Listen and listen to me good. They might not have a book. They might not have a CD. Come on, somebody. They might not be on television. They might not be on TBN. Come on, somebody. These saints of God, you will never know because they are true saints. They're not out looking good. They're not out trying to be better than somebody else. They're not out trying to be recognized by the world like the church. These saints today are doing their own thing. They don't care about what the public says about them. They don't care, come on somebody, if people read about them or they become famous. They're saints. Come on somebody. They are blessed by God. They got the Spirit of God upon them. They're raising the dead. They're healing the blind. Come on, somebody. They're doing great work in the mission field. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of them right now, they're in the military. They're in every occupation of life. These are the saints of God, and they're moving like a mighty army. And they're said, they're raising the banner high and said, follow me on the saints of the living God. Today, are you ready to stand with the saints of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready to stand with the saints and raise the banner today? Come on, somebody. You might have to sleep in the dirt. Oh, it don't really matter, because when the power of Jesus falls upon you today, you be considered yourself a saint. Who are the saints of the living God? They are ones that Jesus have foreknew before the creation of the world. If Jesus has His saints, not this world, not the church, but Jesus alone. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that Your saints would move with the fire. I pray that Your saints would move in a powerful way. Lord God, I pray that You would send Your saints to do amazing work in this world. Amen.
There is.